Perfect. All right. Well, Shawnee, thank you so much for joining me today on Win Speaker Radio. We really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on your 2026. So far, you are up for a Country Music Alberta Award. You are up for Juno nominations, which is wonderful as well. So before we get into the big questions here, since this is your first time here on CJWE as an interviewee, I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself with our audience.
Well, I am a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. I've used music as medicine my entire life to get through the hard times, and it feels good to just use music now to celebrate and to, you know, and to honor who I am. And like, there's so much depth in art and just being able to have that, but also just, you know, it feels, I feel celebrated right now. And, you know, that's something, you know, very special to me. So, I'm two-spirit, and my mother is Mohawk from the Six Nations Grand River. And yeah, I don't know what else.
Well, one thing that you are being celebrated for this year so far is your Country Music Alberta Award for Female Artist of the Year. And of course, these nominations are voted on by the industry members of Country Music Alberta. So to be recognized by your peers and industry professionals in this way for the hottest night in Alberta country music, tell us, how does that feel for you and what does it mean to you?
I really honestly feel so supported right now and loved for who I am. You know, there are some struggles walking into some spaces, being who I am and just kind of, you know, what I represent. And so sometimes I do find struggle in those spaces, but it really fills up my cup and I feel so embraced by not only Alberta, but, you know, the awards and all the people that I have met, you know, a part of the awards and put the awards together. And I've had the opportunity over the past while to get to know them and see the faces of the people who really care about putting their heart into, you know, these awards and highlighting what, you know, country music is all about in Alberta.
For sure. And you're also going to be a performer the evening of the awards at the Edmonton Convention Center on the 22nd. That is so exciting. How excited are you to be on that stage performing? And give us a bit of a taste of what we're going to see on stage that night.
Okay. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't like a little lot of nervous. But I'm excited. I'm doing one of the tracks that means a lot to me on my album. And it's, you know, it's one of the, I chose a song that was more in depth of who I am, as opposed to something with energy, because I wanted to share that space, in that way. So, you know, I hope it's impactful. That's what I hope. I hope that it makes people see a little bit more into kind of who I am, but also celebrate who they are. So I hope it's just like a moment where that happens and it's impactful.
It is going to be such a good performance. I'm really looking forward to it. And I know that people can get Fan Zone tickets. So right now I'm putting it out there. Get those tickets for Fan Zone to come see Shawnee Kish perform at the Country Music Alberta Awards on Sunday, March 22nd. And the whole entire thing starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be fabulous. Now, another award that you are up for is massive, a Juno nomination. Holy cow, love this for you. Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year for your album Chapter One. You gotta just be over the moon about this.
I really am. And especially this category. It honestly just makes me feel so seen and heard. I know I should say that, but that's kind of lately the vibe that I feel like I'm in. I'm just so grateful. I'm a mixed Indigenous person, and it's been such a long journey of, you know, coming to who I am and all the things that I am, but, you know, reclaiming my culture and reclaiming my voice and feeling pride in my own. It's taken me so long and I'm still working on it, but, you know, feeling that pride in my own and in my music and in my voice and standing on a stage and sharing that, it's the work has been long and it will continue. But just to be honored with the other Indigenous people in that category just feels so special to me, and I truly am so grateful.
I feel that gratitude through the earphones here, and you are having such a moment right now in Canadian music. So if you could tell your younger self anything, what would you say to her about this 2026 so far? We're only 2 months in.
Oh, how long do you have? Because I mean, I talk to my younger self all the time. It's honestly just, it's incredible, because I was in a dark place as a young person, and I was closeted in many, many, many ways. And to know that I can be on a stage now and represent who I am and all that it is means so much of that journey. It's just, you know, just telling that little girl, like, you will and you can, and no is not an answer for you. Just above all else, fight for yourself, I think, is the biggest thing. Just fighting for who you are. And I still do that, like, in, you know, in industry, and as it gets complicated sometimes, but, you know, it's just fighting for herself.
That's incredible. Well, we love who you are. We love who you're becoming. We love everything about your music. We think it is just so amazing. So what else would you like to see in 2026? And what else are we going to be able to expect from you?
I am already working on new material. Ooh. I'm already working on a new album. I feel as soon as I released the first one, I thought, oh my gosh, there's so much I wanted to say. I didn't get to say. I want to go again. So it's crazy to think we're actually already working on another album. It'll be my second album. We're on going to Nashville to do some writing and just kind of feel that. So that's for the first time doing that. And, you know, tons of shows coming up now, and just hopefully, you know, I've never actually been on like a real official tour, whatever that means, but hopefully, you know, getting the opportunity to do that at some point when I feel, you know, it's time and ready. There's just so much. There's so much I want to do still. There's so much I want to say still. I just feel like I'm just getting started.
You're just bursting at the seams, and that is just so exciting and just really wonderful to hear. I really appreciate your time today, Shawnee. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I get to see me. I mean, I'm kind of open door policy. So, you know, just getting the chance to meet anyone who comes out to the awards or send me a message on, you know, socials, and I'm open door policy, so.